This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, here we are. It's Thursday, guys. Ropp and Souk. Coming up in the news, we have more vax bribes. Bribing you to get vaxed, yo.
I didn't get anything. I'm disappointed. I should have held out.
I know, right?
Yeah. What are they offering, like donuts and beer now?
$100 now.
$100?
Yeah, bro.
Where's my C-note? What the hell? Could have laid some sweet action down.
And we'll talk about graffiti money, but that's at 4:30.
Okay.
All right.
Patience.
Calm down over
there. Patience, darling. Patience.
All right, well, the college football playoff recommended the four-person committee of, I think it's Bob Bowlesby of the Big 12, Greg Sankey of the SEC, Craig Thompson of the Mountain West, and the Notre Dame AD,
yeah,
Jack Swarbrick.
And the big one here was the...
Those were the four.
Yeah, look, make no mistake about it. This has nothing to do with crowning a fair national champion or... You know, including the little guys. This is just, it's an opportunity to make more money. So.
Well, haven't we been saying that all along?
I know.
Why have they been so defiant about this?
I don't know. That's the part I don't understand.
Stupid.
This idea of some sort of integrity. You don't need 12 teams in order to crown a better national champion. It's still going to be the same four teams. But this way, it's more interesting. It makes more money. And I will say, to me, reading through this, the big winners in this are the little guys. The group of five teams come out way better in this than anyone else. This is the first time ever since they went from the old bowl system, where I guess technically BYU did win one in the 80s. And then everyone said after that, we're never going to allow that to happen again. And rightfully so. This is the first time that the little guys will have any, and I mean any sort of say in what happens as far as a national championship goes.
Well, they have placed the table.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 12 teams, so this is the recommendation. Mm-hmm. 12 teams, six conference champions, the highest ranked six conference champions.
So believe it or not, under this system, and I know it was funky because there was only, you know, like five games last year in the regular season. Oregon played five. Oregon would not have gotten an automatic bid. In fact, they weren't a top 12 team, so they would have been left out. Coastal Carolina and Cincinnati would have both been ranked higher as conference champions. They would have gone along with the other four power conferences. Oregon in the pandemic year would have won the Pac-12 and not have gone.
And that probably would have been fitting because of how the Pac-12 championship went down.
Exactly.
So 2020 is just a weird year.
Normally that won't
happen. That wouldn't happen.
That would not happen.
But 1 through 4 would get a bye based on the rankings. Mm-hmm. 1 through 4 get byes. 5 through 8 host 9 through 12 on campus.
Yes.
So Autzen could host, mm-hmm, or what, you know, Husky Stadium or whatever.
Sure.
Could host a playoff game.
Yeah, 5 through 8 will host 9 through 12, and then after that it goes into bowls. There'll be six other bowl games, and they said they'll eliminate about 10 mid-tier bowl games that will get the boot, and they'll add six more bowl games to this, and it'll go kind of like what we have now.
So one key flaw, well, first of all, I did read that if you throw out 2020 but go back to 2019.
Yeah.
And use this system, Oregon would have hosted a playoff game.
Oh, okay.
They would have been at Autzen hosting Utah. It would have been number six versus number 11.
You had a little rematch there.
How cool would that? Yeah, because I think that was the Pac-12 title game.
And Oregon kind of gave Oregon gave him the business.
Dude, that'd be rad.
I wonder, by the way, Dave Bartu always talks about this. Something tells me the committee would have gotten a little funky with those rankings to not have that.
Yeah, either. Maybe.
Yeah.
So the key flaw here, at least according to some, would be that since you just mentioned that the quarterfinals, once you get down to eight,
yeah,
they would be placed into bowls. Those would not be games on campus.
No.
What that means is teams 5 through 8 actually get a home playoff game, mm-hmm. but teams 1 through 4 would not,
yeah.
even though they do get byes.
So that's a little money, money.
So I think there are some people looking at that going, well, maybe the quarterfinals should be on campus as well to give the 1 through 4 teams a chance to host a playoff game before going into the college football playoff bowls, which would be the final four.
Either that or I could see them saying, look, let's just cut you a check. There's going to be so much money. They're talking about this possibly tripling the TV contract,
which is already $7
billion. Yeah. So you're telling me that you can't just shave a little roast beef off the side there and be like, look, guys, what's a home game to you? $3.5 million? Sure. All right. Here's $12 million. Take this pile of cash, shut up, take your buy and go away. But for the group of five, they're saying like Gus Malzahn in the article I read, they're planning on hosting, I think it's like 10 4- and 5-star recruits this coming weekend.
Where's Gus Malzahn again?
He's in Central Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And he said this is a huge deal now for schools like Central Florida and Cincinnati, Houston, Memphis. I'm trying to think of other kind of, Others, Boise State,
Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas. No, they would be a Power Five. You can now go to a recruit and say, look, you're not going to get a bunch of 5-star kids, but let's say you're in a battle with a 3-star kid, and you're it's like between Utah, Wisconsin, and Washington State and Oregon State, and you're Boise State or you're Central Florida, or whatever. The one argument that is always against you is you don't have any chance at this. And now realistically, you can say not only do you have a chance, but you probably have a better chance getting in at Central Florida than you do at some of these mid-tier Power Five programs. So this may have a chance to take recruiting a little bit and turn it on its ear for some of these schools.
But wouldn't that – okay, so just thinking out loud here. Wouldn't like a Central Florida now be de-incentivized? Is that the right word? Disincentivized? Whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
To schedule tough teams in non-conference, because now they can just hopefully play to them 3 cupcakes.
Yep.
And then if they win their league, mm-hmm. they are likely mm-hmm. in the playoff.
Yeah, and there is an element of that, although you can
but
make
they would have to be one of the top 6 highest ranked.
You have to be one of the top 6, or you have to be, you know, one of the 6 at-large teams. So
like the AAC and the Mountain West, their champions would all be competing against one another.
Yeah, for an automatic bid. Yeah. So I think it would behoove you to not schedule LSU or Alabama, but it probably I think what you would see is them being more realistic with the Boise State scheduling kind of who they do. Scheduling a Utah, an Oregon State, a Cal, something like that, and maybe just not, you know, why go play Alabama? First off, you can't go play those games in a home and away. They're not coming to your play. So I don't think it changes that much. I think you're still going to see those mid programs kind of sniff around the mid-tier programs and the big boys, which they largely ignore anyways because they can't get a reciprocating date. So I don't think it changes that much. But you could have a scheduling strategy of what you're talking about. You just say, hey, let's play no one, go undefeated, and we will be a top 12 team.
Well, yeah, and then if you look at it from Oregon or Oregon State or Washington's perspective or whatever, you know, these Ohio State games they play, they don't cost them as dearly.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you don't have to win those games. Nope. You can play those games. They're good paydays, good competition, great for your fans, yep. great for your team. And even if you lose, you can still win the league.
Yes.
And then you're in the tournament, so most likely.
I would hope that this leads to more aggressive scheduling and stop with the damn cupcakes.
All right. Using the current recommended 12-team format, how many Pac-12 teams would have made it over the last handful of years? That number next on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, so college football playoff likely going to 12. I don't know what took them so long, but whatever. They move at a snail's pace. Well, they kind of don't.
Actually,
well, they do.
They really do.
But then they also don't. Like, just look at how quickly all this has moved, even though they've been defiantly against all of it, you know?
For decades and decades. The reason why nothing moves quickly in college football is the simple fact of you don't have a governing body. It's just that you've got...
Well, and they're just a bunch of old white guys.
You have so many...
Who like it the way it is.
You have so many different entities that it's kind of ridiculous that well, it's surprising that anything gets done, because everyone's looking out for their own. And that's like the reason why you ended up with 12 and not 8. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, is 8 seems to be it would make more sense to go to 8. But you can't go to 8 because it feels like if you go to 8, the Power 5 teams are pissed off. The Power 5 teams are like, well, what? This eliminates at-large bids for us. So you have to find a way to make the big boys happy. You have to find a way to make the smaller Power 5, Pac-12 conferences happy. And they felt the need to throw a bone to the group of five teams.
Well, so they think that 9 through 12 will be pretty good Power 5 teams that will be pissed about being left out when Coastal Carolina or whomever gets in.
So, you know, it's...
Which is a fair point.
Yeah, there's a lot of different... You know, when you're a professional sports league, it's fine. You got a group of owners together and there's a couple power voices in there and you have one collective body. The NCAA is not like that. And no one is really on the same page.
No, but I'm just saying, like, remember when Bill Hancock was like, we are not changing to the playoff. Yeah, well, there's now a 14 playoff. Yeah. We will not approve name, image, and like, it's now happening. So just think 10 years ago, you know, You look at all that has happened in the last 10 years, and I told you that this would happen in 10 years, you'd be like, no effing way. Maybe in 15, maybe 20, maybe 30, but not within the next 10 years. Here we are.
I do think that the rise of college football, I think now, if I'm not mistaken, it's about a $14 billion industry. That, and this is the same thing with name, image, and likeness and you know, players trying to unionize and the transfer rules and all this. The problem is that the NCAA was created back in the early 1900s to protect a bunch of rich elite people. And it was viewed as it was amateurism because that's who played it was rich elites from Harvard and Yale. And as this thing has gone on, no one could have predicted that it would turn into this. And so I think as the NCAA has grown and the money has expanded, they have done a wonderful job of keeping it all to themselves and keeping this guise of amateurism. But the money has grown so much now and there's too many challenges in court that these things that they're doing aren't because they want to. They're being forced down their throat because the gig is up. They can't keep the cartel business going anymore under the guise of amateurism. And so at this point, it's just hungry, hungry hippo. Let's get as much money as we can because we know we're going to have to start sharing some of it with the players.
So over the last 6 years, so back to 2014, if you expanded the playoff to 12, what does that mean for the Pac-12? So somebody did this. They ran the numbers. And would you be shocked to know that the SEC did not have the most teams in the tournament?
Big Ten, maybe?
Well, of course. I mean, if it's not the SEC, it's the Big Ten.
Yeah.
But it was not the SEC. Mm. So using the current recommended 12-team format since 2014, 20 Big Ten teams would be in the field.
Yeah.
19 SEC teams would be in the field.
It's essentially the same thing.
ACC would have 12. Big 12 would have 12. And the Pac-12 would have 11.
Okay, so, yeah, you're...
There's a big drop-off. Next is American Athletic at 5.
I know you're last, but...
Dead last. You would have thought maybe the Big 12 was last, but it's not.
Yeah, you're last, but you're last by one team, right?
Well, Oklahoma would be a big...
Oklahoma would be there every year.
The reason why they have more is because that team makes it always.
Yeah. ACC, Big 12, and Pac-12 about the same.
So you would... Did it say who would have gone?
That's not so bad, by the way.
So Stanford would have gone a couple years for sure. Oregon would be in, obviously, a couple times. USC, the 1 year they had Sam Darnold, they would have gone.
Washington
did go 1 year.
Utah probably would have gone for a year.
Utah squeezed in there? They never won the Pac-12, nor did they.
I don't know.
Would they have been one of the top 12 ranked teams?
Yeah, there might have been a year where they finished in the top 12. So,
but were they the...
I bet you Washington State, the 1 year with Minshew a couple years ago, I bet you Washington State would have been in as an at-large team.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. I think they were a top 12 team, if I'm not mistaken. They lost the Apple Cup, so maybe that would have knocked them
was
out.
Was the year Arizona played in the Pac-12 title game, were they ranked high? Or were they kind of like... Oh.
They went to the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, that was a pretty good team.
Yeah, did it say...
UCLA, too. Remember that Mora team that got in there because USC was on probation or whatever?
Yeah, they never won
Oregon the beat them, though.
Yeah, they never won the Pac-12. Did it say what group of five teams would have made it in?
It broke it down by conference.
Yeah, I wonder if you would have, like, what teams are we talking about here?
Well, you said five for the American Athletic, which would be Central Florida, Cincinnati, Houston, maybe?
Memphis?
Maybe UCF, like, three times, probably.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That might all be Central Florida.
Yeah.
Well, Cincy would have made it last year.
Cincy would have made it last year, and...
I don't even know who's in the damn American Athletic.
I think it's like 16 teams. There's a bunch of it. Because you got Central Florida, you got Cincinnati, Houston's in there, Memphis, SMU?
Wouldn't have been SMU.
No, I'm trying to think if there's any other football schools that are particularly...
South Florida?
Yeah, South Florida's in there. So,
I think Mike's right. I think it's Central Florida, Cincinnati, and maybe a Memphis, but might have just been Central Florida and Cincinnati. And maybe a Houston.
I wonder what that leaves, and I mean, they're just kind of an odd duck. But Notre Dame, obviously, is included in this, but they're not a conference champion, so they would have to just be one of the six at-large teams.
Yep.
And so I'm assuming that, like, BYU would have to be the same thing.
Yep.
You know, you've got to be considered one of the
Well, you'd have to be ranked in the top, probably like top 15, I guess, right?
Yeah, at least.
Did you see what they did to Notre Dame?
Yeah, Notre Dame can't host a game, right?
They cannot get a bye.
Yeah, they can't be one of the top four teams.
Yeah, they basically kicked them in the balls and said, you're not in a conference, therefore you cannot be one of the top four teams that gets a bye.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I think that's great.
I also think that would probably change. This is just the proposal, right? I'm assuming they're going to try and make some tweaks here and there.
Well, it was the proposal with the Notre Dame AD and four-man committee.
Right. Yep.
So I don't know.
Again, nothing here is set in stone. These are all recommendations. It won't be until September till it's finalized. But
I think it's great for the group of five schools. It gives them all a chance to go out there and prove that they're good enough.
Well, like Suk said, if that improves the recruiting, it helps level the playing field a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like I said, you're not going to go out and start recruiting, you know, like the big boys. But I do think it's going to help you win a handful of recruiting battles against some of the mid-tier or maybe even, you know, somewhat upper tier, top 20, maybe top 25 recruiters.
And it gives you some great potential David versus Goliath moments.
Yeah.
You know?
You
have the yearly chance of Boise beating Oklahoma.
I would bet my house on it that we will go, you can go as far as you want. We are not going to see the little engine that could that wins a national championship.
Well, just a game.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you're going to see a lot. You're going to have a chance for those every single
day. They just want their crack.
They want their crack, and they'll get a chance at your one game. But as a guy that played at a school that was one of the little engines that could, and, you know, we had some nice wins. You know, BYU over the years has beaten a top-ranked Miami team, a top-ranked Oklahoma team with Sam Bradford. You know, we have some big wins in there. But having played those games in person when we went and played Alabama and Florida State and we played Washington – it's one thing when you're a school from one of those smaller conferences to play a one-off, but when you have to turn around the next week, I can't tell you how many of those little schools end up losing twice because they go and lose to the Alabamas in the next week. It's just a different feeling. You just get beat up. You just aren't physically able to do that week after week. So while it is going to be awesome that they get their crack, even if they have an upset, the run ends. You are not going to be able to string together as a Boise State or a Central Florida. You're not stringing together wins over an Oregon and then an Ohio State and then an Alabama 3 weeks in a row. It's not going to happen.
All right. In the news is next, more vax bribes. Here's Mike.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, no Jason Quick today. Season's over. He got the boot.
He gone.
Actually, we talked to him, and he said, so basically the way that's going to work now that we're in the off season is if Quick has anything or, you know, needs to update you, we'll throw him on at 5:15 on Thursdays.
Yeah.
If not.
So we called him today, and
we won't.
Quick had nothing.
He was like, yeah, I got nothing. Yeah. Today.
He's busy betting on baseball or something.
So stay tuned. We'll let you know. Hot 5 at 5 coming up right now, June 10, 2021. Time for the news. I'm your noted newsman. Thank you. It is National Black Cow Day.
Black cow?
Yeah. Have you ever heard a root beer float called a black cow?
I have not.
No.
But that's what they mean.
So we're not celebrating black cows.
No.
We're celebrating root beer floats?
Yes.
Question, though.
So it's like a black and tan?
Well, yeah.
Was it because, well, I guess is it a black cow? But I guess we got the dairy ice cream.
Yeah, look at it.
But is it root beer brown? It's not black.
Yeah.
Would be a Coca-Cola float.
I can't explain it. I don't know why it's called a black cow. But that it's National Black Cow Day. I will say, I can't stand root beer. I think it's gross. However, root beer float is delicious.
Yeah, first off, go to hell. Root beer is
fantastic.
Root
beer is incredible.
I'm going to go with Dad's as my power-ranked root beer, and then followed with an A&W. And then a mug and Barks is a distant fourth. But root beer is delightful, but a root beer float, while I can't tell you the last time I had one, boy, when you get an opportunity, they are refreshing.
I actually don't like root beer floats. To me, it sounds like it'd be the perfect pairing because I love root beer and I love ice cream. But together, to me, there's something weird about it. I don't like it.
The once-in-a-lifetime idea was born when Wisner, this is the guy who started the root beer float, noticed that the snowy peaks on Colorado's Cow Mountain looked like ice cream floating in soda.
Well, maybe that's why it's the whole cow thing.
The very next day, he combined root beer and vanilla ice cream, creating what he called the Black Cow. Hmm. Of course, nowadays it's known as the root beer float.
Now, if you want to change it up, and I highly recommend it, get yourself an orange cream soda and make an orange cream soda float, and now you've got some.
You can also do a way real better. Beer float where you get like a stout, some sort of a dark chocolatey beer with ice cream, and it tastes good.
I don't like this.
Wow. Never thought about that.
I'm out on that.
It is also National Iced Tea Day. Lots of hot drink talk here.
Don't like iced tea on its own. Iced tea in lemonade, a.k.a. the Arnold Palmer, one of my top three beverages.
Yeah, why is that? I'm with you on that.
I drink Arnold Palmer's probably more so than any other drink other than water, and it's delightful.
Yeah, and I don't like iced tea either, yet I drink Arnold Palmer's all the time.
Fantastic.
Maybe it's just that lemonade is just... lemonade needs to be cut. Like, yeah, it's lemony.
It's too much.
Yeah.
So you cut it with the iced tea and, you know. Yeah.
I cut it with water at home. I just have half lemonade, half water. It's tasty.
Or you just get, like, the lemonade half. You know, they have those already pre-made. It's called Lemonade Light.
For those of you yet to be vaccinated, what is a vaccination worth to you? Is it worth $100?
Yes, I got it for free and now I'm pissed off. This is like when you buy a washer dryer and then you find out a month later it's on sale.
$100.
They're really giving $100 to get vaccinated?
Yeah, the Oregon Health Authority and All for Oregon are giving out 1,500 $100 gift cards to Fred Meyer and Safeway to those who come for their first dose. They are first come, first serve while supplies last.
I just got a 20% off coupon to Safeway. I'd rather get $100. Come on.
Yeah, but you get both shots. You get two Safeway coupons.
I didn't get my coupon on the second shot.
You did?
No, they didn't give me one. That was very sad.
I threw them away. Is that bad?
Yeah. Coupons.
That's 20% off. That's,
I struggle with coupons.
That's, 10, 20 bucks on your groceries.
I know.
I fully admit.
You should have given them to me.
I struggle couponing.
Yeah, it's just hard. Like, what do I... Like, I never go to Safeway.
I always forget them.
And in the event I do go to Safeway, right, where did I put it?
Yeah.
Do I even remember that I had it?
The only time I ever coupon is, like, when you're at the grocery store and you're buying something and right next to the product is the coupon. Yeah. You're like, oh.
That's the only time I do it, too. But when I got it, I was like, well, I go to Safeway. I'm just going to use this.
I won't even do that.
And then occasionally you get the cool checkout lady.
That's the key.
And she's like,
oh, we have a coupon for this. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Otherwise, she's like, yeah, it's right next to the product. It's like, I don't see that stuff. So anyway,
all right, well, go get your
gift card for your second dose. So you can get these gift cards at the Oregon Convention Center site and the drive-through at PDX at the Red Lot starting Saturday. You can also get them at Hillsborough Stadium starting Friday. Again, they are first come, first serve.
Wouldn't that be something? I mean, look.
What?
Again, we've talked about this 100 times, and I don't care whether you get the vaccine or not. None of my business. Your personal choice. But I am stunned that we've got, like, what, 600,000 people that are dead? Something like that? Like, it shut down the country for a year and a half, and you're like, nope, not getting it. $100 to Safeway.
Getting it.
I'm not doing that 5G and magnetic, and it's not tested. It's going to change my... $100. Yeah. God, sometimes the...
That's one or two shopping trips right there coming for you.
The minute amount of, like, pressure that it takes to get people to do something that apparently they're so adamant against, it blows my mind.
How many people are really going to jump for the $100 gift cards?
I'll bet you a lot. I'll bet you these $100 gift cards are gone real fast.
Well, they'll be gone because people will go get vaccinated, but I don't know how many of them are getting vaccinated because of the gift cards, right? Mm. I mean, they're saying right now we only need about 100,000 more people to get vaxxed, and Kate Brown will lift her heavy hand off of our throats.
Well, I just... Look.
So that's a lot, but they're only giving away 1,500 gift cards. So they will be gone fast at our current rate, even though it's slowing. But we still need 100,000 more, you know?
Look, don't get me started on that.
Why? You have a radio show. Are you tired of hearing you bitch about it?
You're literally standing on a box of soap right now.
Look, we've gone over the vaccine.
You have a microphone.
We've gone over the vaccine and the Kate Brown thing.
Kate Brown.
Really? So this is where we're at. So again, this is like, if we get 30,000 people, we're like, nope. Still can only have 50%. But
that's correct.
But 70,000 people over the entire state. And then we're like, yep, just.
This is right.
It's over. It's over. It is. Are we going to be the last one to admit that?
Yep.
Yeah, I think we are.
Ugh.
Isn't that to be expected at this point?
And that's where I didn't want to get up on my soapbox and give the ugh. But that's where I'm at.
The Oregon Department of Transportation has hired a contractor to help increase the graffiti cleanup effort. along Portland freeways.
That's nice.
Yes, I guess it is. I mean, I don't know.
The city's pretty ugly. It's pretty depressing driving.
I kind of like the graffiti. I think it's cool looking.
Really?
I do.
What?
Yeah.
It's not like it's good, well-done graffiti. It's just tagged names everywhere.
I don't care. It looks like art to me.
It makes the city look so, so pleasant.
Well, I think it gives the city a little street cred, don't you? Like, you know, we're known to be, you know, Lily White here. And, you know,
now we're known to be Lily White and dirty.
That's not dirty. I think it's
the
cool.
The garbage, the boards, and the graffiti do not give me a warm, fuzzy feeling when I'm driving through town.
The broken windows,
yeah.
Trash, the tents.
People passed out in their cars.
The burned out RVs.
Yeah, the RVs.
The burned out RVs are crazy.
Dude, it is nuts. Where do those people all get those?
And why are they lighting them on fire? That's what I wanted. Why? Like,
are they finding them post being lit on fire?
I don't know.
Maybe that's why they have them.
Is there like a scrap yard where they're like all burned out RVs for some reason and they're just stealing them?
They're all in kind of the same places too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Delta Park.
Delta Park. If you are looking for
I drove past Delta Park the other week and it was many RVs, but also like two school buses. And I was like, wow.
If you are looking for a slightly used and burned RV and school bus, Delta Park is where to go.
Now, here's the other thing about the cleaning of graffiti. They're just going to go back out there and paint. You realize that, right?
Can I ask a question? And maybe someone out there on the text program knows this.
Sure.
So.
Wait, no. Yes, you can. Yeah.
Graffiti has always been a thing. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that now it's such a problem that we can't possibly contain it? Why?
It has gotten a lot worse.
I think. Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't think they're cracking down on it.
Okay. Well, I asked the question. Why? If we did it before, because
COVID.
I get so COVID, we have the inability, and now that COVID is basically done, now we can't correct this?
Well, like just said COVID's not done in Oregon, so they're probably still have some weird restrictions.
Yeah, I think it's just a confluence of circumstances. Like with all the rioting and, you know, all the demonstrations and then the graffiti and then it's just... And then all of that was happening during COVID, so there wasn't as much enforcement. And then you've got the police problem where they're all quitting, and then it's just like...
I just feel like the graffiti or the trash issue and all that, I think it just comes down to we have zero balls and we have zero political will to actually do something that can make someone uncomfortable.
Listen to you.
Because all of these things we were able to do before... Not perfectly, obviously, but in a somewhat manageable fashion. And now we just throw up our arms and like, there's nothing we can do, as if these are new problems.
Okay, I have a local story next that starts with Florida man.
That's never a good thing.
It can't be good, can it?
Any story that starts with Florida man, buckle up.
That'll be next. 448 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, this next story here on In the News starts with Florida man. All I wrote in my notes. It's probably all you need to know. Guess what happened? Local story too, by the way.
Okay.
Do you want to guess?
What happened with a Florida? Boy,
that's, Florida man in Portland.
That's just.
I mean, it could be anything.
That could be anything. I'm guessing meth is involved. Possibly an RV. Possibly a fire.
I'm guessing shirtless.
Well, that's a good one.
Or
too.
Pantsless.
27-year-old dude. Wanted, his name's Damien.
I'm guessing wanted by the law.
They arrested him.
Oh, okay. Was he wanted by the law prior to this?
Oh, good question.
I'm guessing there might have been some outstanding warrants. Did it involve a red panda at the zoo and maybe a kidnapping?
Did it involve bath salts?
Ooh, solid.
It could have involved bath salts. Probably did. I'm just going to assume it did.
Yeah. Did he bring a gator here?
Is it illegal to transport gators across state lines?
I had that same question in my head.
Well, if you drove here, nobody would know the better, right? Just leave it in your trunk. What could go wrong?
Gator trunk?
Probably a lot.
How about that? What if you're like one of these dudes like running around like you're one of the meth dudes and you just like break it into someone's trunk?
Tell you what.
You open that bad boy up and what's in there? A pissed off gator that's just made a 3,000-mile road trip.
How freaky would that be?
That'd be pretty scary.
When you open a trunk and you see... What would be the worst thing to see if you
snake.
Opened a trunk? Would it be a snake?
100% snake.
Or would a gator staring at you?
No, because the snake's going to...
Strike.
The snake's going to lash out at you or it's going to curl up and that's...
And the gator's not?
I still think snake scarier than gator.
Gator bigger.
Well, but you know, you realize it's a trunk. Even if it's like an old Cadillac, the gator can only be so big in the trunk. You can put a big ass snake in the trunk. I'm going snake.
A Florida man and his alleged accomplices traveled to Portland with the sole purpose of breaking into women's cars, typically by cruising parks, daycares, and gyms, to steal their purses, wallets, and ID, and then recruited locals to cash almost $100,000 in forged checks at banks around town.
Oh, wait.
So that's a very complicated scheme.
Are ladies just carrying around checkbooks?
Are ladies leaving their purses in their cars?
I think you know the answer to that. Yes, of course.
Really?
Well, apparently they stole them.
Huh. Yeah, I don't... I guess I'm not a lady and I don't have a purse, but I never leave my wallet.
Do you have a merce?
I don't have a merce. Uh-huh. I do not. You do.
No, it's a bag.
It's borderline merce.
Damian Fletcher and his cohorts found women with drug addictions and homeless people to impersonate the victims and collect the money.
Wait.
They would use the outermost lane of a bank drive-up window, so it would be harder for a bank teller to compare a stolen driver's license photo to the impersonator.
I was going
to
say, if you're getting homeless ladies and meth heads like rolling up into a bank, like you can't, but I guess if you're in the far lane.
Can you believe this worked?
No. I really, that doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, I kind of think it's pretty smart when you get right down to it.
Fletcher was sentenced Monday to just over 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit bank fraud and aggravated identity theft. And he is ordered to pay $98,733 in restitution.
Let me guess, he doesn't have $98,000 in restitution and probably won't.
They stole $100,000, so
I'm guessing that $100,000 is probably gone. I don't know if you know this about thieves, but not great little savers. Normally they rob and then that money goes somewhere else.
What? They're not like... investing it or
it's not going into a Roth IRA or anything like that.
Well, there were six defendants charged in this case, four of them plus this dude, all from Florida. One is from your Washington state. You bastard.
Sorry about that.
They also did the same thing in Washington and Colorado, so it is now a federal crime.
That's interesting that they just targeted
Florida man.
They targeted women, I guess. Women just leave purses. And what do they say? Gyms? I can see that.
Gyms, yeah.
I can see that, not taking your purse into a gym.
What about a trunk full of spiders?
I'm okay with it.
That's like hundreds of spiders. Like you open it up and they're just like...
That's no good. What are they like again? One more time.
I love that. That's a good sound effect.
Yeah.
That I don't mind that as much, honestly.
Really?
Spiders do not freak me out like they do you guys.
Have you not seen those... videos that came out of like it was Brazil where they
jumping.
Stepped out of the house and everywhere on the street, every single telephone pole, there was just hundreds and thousands of spiders just hanging around. Terrifying.
I have not seen that.
And you need to look up like the big jumping spiders, like the big I'm with Mike.
The second it opens, they're jumping at you.
It's no good, man. It's no good.
The reptiles are worse for me.
The snake is Look, I'm with you, Mike. The spiders are scary. I think I'd rather have the croc than I would the spiders, but I don't know if you're going to come up with something that's more freaky than a coiled snake ready to go. Like a big-ass king cobra or a rattlesnake. You open that trunk and that thing's coiled up at you.
What about a poison dart frog?
What's that going to do?
It just spits the poison immediately upon opening the trunk.
Is that the horn frog that spits the blood out of its eye?
That might be a different one. I was thinking of the one that literally opens its mouth and spits venom at you.
Spitting cobra, still scarier than the spitting frog.
There's your In the News, June 10, 2021.
How about this? Cougar.
In the trunk?
To quote Ricky Bobby, or I guess that would be Reese Bobby, there's nothing more terrifying than a gall darn cougar. You open up the trunk and that cougar's making the little cougar noise at you.
Is she hot?
Well, she's addicted to meth, probably, so my guess is no.
She's probably cranky.
Yeah.
She's been in the trunk for a while.
Ooh, bats is a good one.
Bats?
Yeah, but they're going to fly away.
They just fly out. Yeah.
I mean, it'll be creepy,
you
but...
You ever had a bat fly at your face?
No.
I had one land on my head, and it's not good. It's not good
at all. That's probably pretty freaky.
Yes. I tried to maintain some level of calm and cool, but I made the little girly noise and flailed my arms. It's not good. I couldn't even see it. It landed on the back of my head. And I still flipped out.
I'm still going reptiles.
What about a giraffe?
Yes, a giraffe.
What was the, remember the old commercial? The
fold trunk? It into the trunk.
Fold it. Remember the old trunk monkey commercial?
Yeah.
I forget what that was for, like Suburban Chevrolet.
That was a good bit.
Yeah. Monkey had like a shotgun in the back.
Do you remember Puppy Monkey Baby?
Boy, that was...
Boy, that was regrettable, wasn't it?
That was a terrible, terrible choice.
Puppy, monkey, baby.
Yeah.
Was it regrettable, Rob? Because you loved that commercial. You made us get a drop of that commercial.
Puppy, monkey, baby.
Yeah, there you go. Play that again.
You loved it.
Puppy, monkey, baby.
That was regrettable. Really bad.
Instead of his wife in the trunk clutching a list of errands to run.
Ah!
You're going to be a little upset. Little upset.
Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.